The Trouble with Poetry. In the poem which is like a house, the poet is looking out a window. This is to say, he is looking into his own furnished, sensitive mind. Sometimes he doesn't see anything out the window at all, it's so reflective. And that's one kind of poem. Sometimes he sees something you wouldn't notice, but because he's sensitive, he gets worked up about it. Not too much. A thrush on the lawn, for example, yes, a lyric thrush, pecking at the soil, its bright, hard eye, a light rain falling, and it reminds the poet somehow of his friend's last days at the hospital, and what he said to his friend, or didn't say, and meanwhile his hands are doing nothing in particular, and so he's now peeling fruit, maybe a pear, the flesh gleaming wetly under the knife. So there's the pear, the speckled rind spooling naturally into a self-deprecating, slightly goofy anecdote to offset the gloominess about his friend. He's sensitive, not morbid. His glass of chilled Sauvignon Blanc, there it is in his hand, catches the yellowy light. And he's a poet, not a novelist. So after a page, he's winding it all up. The friend, the pear, his wine, the colour almost of grass, the rain, and evening coming on. Finishing, of course, with the thrush on the lawn, its head cocked, bent to the ground, acutely listening to the unseen thing tunnelling there.